It's about to get hot in the channel 1450.com press box studio. Got our CS8 and area power rankings about to drop again. CS8, we've got fairly decent consensus on again, so we're going to save those. Let's get right into the Sangamo because there is some debate to be had here. And this is the premise that you have to make this decision on. If you have a team as the number one team in the conference, that means that right now you think they're the best team in the conference.
What if they're not the best team after Friday?
If you don't think they'll be the best team after Friday, which means that you think somebody else will beat your number one team, it wouldn't make sense to have someone as a number one team and then to pick. This is what you're saying. You've got Auburn as your number one team, and you're going to pick Williamsville to beat them tomorrow.
I don't have Auburn as my number one.
And then what's the point of this whole debate we just had off it?
I was just asking you so that everybody's
that's the point.
I confused him. I confused him because I asked him, and he said, well, I can't
well,
give
Derek
away.
Well, Derek asked me it because I don't want this to give away our predictions for tomorrow, because then all the hype is gone.
No, I mean, I think that there will still be some, but this takes
a little bit of the luster out of the predictions for tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks for spoiling it for everybody for tomorrow, I guess.
We'll see. We haven't announced them yet, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Number one across the board. We'll go Chase, DP, me, Kirker, in the Sangamo. Who do you have at number one then?
I've got Williamsville taking Auburn's spot, moving up to number one. I was really impressed with how Justice Ferrier debuted as a quarterback, and Jace Franklin looked as advertised and maybe a little bit better because I think the kid's even stronger. I also think that Williamsville's offensive line is much improved from a year ago, in which that unit in 2015 was one of the weaker parts of that team because they were so young.
DP?
I'm putting Moroa there. I'm not going to be wordy about it. I'm just going to say that.
Where did you have Moroa last week?
Two.
I had Moroa two last week, and I've got him one this week, too.
Okay.
I had North Mac at one last week. They fall out. They were beating Porta 9-0 at the half. Now, Ryan Knox out at Athens told us this week, because they play Porta this week, he said they are a scrappy bunch. They got after it. And so eventually North Mac just wore them down. North Mac did score 41 unanswered in the second half and won that game 50-0. But when you've got five teams that are either ranked or getting votes in the state in one conference like the Sangamo does, if you play Porta 9-0 in the first half, that's how tight the top is. You're not so they fall out of one for me, and I put Moroa up to one because Moroa, if they were two, all they did was do what they were supposed to and then some with a 70-7 win over New Berlin.
I don't put a lot of stock in a team starting slow in week one because I think a lot of teams play sloppy football in week one, and I think that's definitely what North Mac did. I'm also pretty impressed with how they put up 41 second half points because I think they had 15-20 penalties in that first half. But does then that make you drop down Auburn?
Yes.
Because they got off to a slow start.
Absolutely. That's okay. How thin the line is. I agree with you that it's not uncommon to see a week one slow start, but Williamsville and Moroa, neither one had week one slow starts. So for me, they climbed the ranks. I had Moroa 2, Williamsville 3. I go now Moroa 1, Williamsville 2.
Okay.
So you had Williamsville 1, so who do you have at 2, Chase?
I have Auburn at number 2.
Okay, and Derek, who do you have at 2?
Williamsville.
Okay, so you and I are aligned here. We've got Moroa and Williamsville 1-2. I thought Williamsville looked extremely impressive. Listen, I think...
I almost put Williamsville 1.
Justice Ferrier was a dog week one. I was really, really impressed. His aggressiveness. That's what I was impressed by.
He almost ran for 100 yards and he threw for over 100 yards. I knew he could throw the football. I didn't know he could run like that because the only time I've seen him play a sport is in baseball, and he plays catcher there. So you're obviously not going to display your speed and athleticism at catcher, but the kid can run.
I thought that first game as a junior quarterback, he'd be timid. There was no timidness. I was impressed. I think he'll be ready to take the field on Friday against Auburn, which was my concern, was how Justice Ferrier would be when it got to this Auburn, Moroa, and North Mac part of the schedule. And listen, there's probably still going to be some mistakes there, but I'm a lot more confident in what he's going to do against those teams than I was a week ago.
And if anything, that week one performance gives that kid confidence that he needed to gain in week one because he hadn't started a game before. And if you watch the highlights, you see that he's got a little bit of spunk to him.
So Chase, go ahead, Derek.
Well, last week we all had Williamsville at 3, and now we all have them at least in our top 2, right?
Correct.
And
that's a good jump for one game.
Absolutely. They impressed. Moroa impressed at least you and I, Derek. Where's Moroa for you, Chase?
He's still not convinced.
Still at number 4.
Oh, man.
I watched the entire New Berlin Moroa tape.
Yeah.
And I was really, really impressed with Moroa. But I also think New Berlin is really, really down from last year. And they're lacking a lot of skill all across
the
field.
But what is Pittsfield? So, what is Riverton currently? What is Porto currently?
Well, we'll get to that, right?
I mean, those the top four teams all played bottom four teams last week. So it's hard to say.
I'm more familiar with the Williamsvilles and the Auburns and the North Macs than I am with the Moroa so far.
The only point that I needed to hear. And so that's because that's what it is. You're just it's lack of familiarity with Moroa Forsyth. Yeah. So you until you see it up front in person,
we'll find out in two Fridays.
You've got him at four still.
Moroa plays Williams.
I mean, you've got
put up 70 points and you left him at four.
Yes,
man, dude.
They scored like 41 in the first quarter, right?
Yeah, they looked really good, really sound in the scheme.
So you've got
very fundamentally sound, physical, lacks some size. I was really, really impressed with them.
All right, so you've got North Mac at three then?
Yes.
Okay, so make the case why North Mac is better than Moroa right now based on what we saw week one.
I think North Mac has a little bit more size, mm-hmm. and North Mac plays a brand of smash-mouth football that New Berlin did not, which is why Moroa Forsyth was able to take advantage of the inabilities of New Berlin.
How do you know if Moroa plays smash-mouth football
or
not?
Watched the film.
You don't know.
I watched the film.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's what I'm putting it on. I'm going to be stubborn
Moroa
about it until I see Moroa play. A good team.
Chase Sr.
doesn't
think
y'all
can play. That's all. I mean, I'm just...
I think they can play. I think they can play.
You need to send him over to Moroa.
Not the smash mouth style of football that you've seen at North Mac is what you just said.
You can't deny that North Mac has more size
than Moroa does. Yeah, those 9 points in the first half were smash.
North Mac has more size than Moroa.
I don't know that size.
But also, I also said
this.
That Moreau is very sound in terms of its scheme and very they have mastered fundamentals. And I think Tyler Ray threw a couple of pinpoint balls where he found keyholes. He looked really good.
It's semantics. We're splitting hairs at this point, but that's what we've got to do right now. So, Derek, your number three team is
Auburn.
Okay. I've got Auburn also. So you and I are the same. One, two, three, four. We have Moroa, Williamsville, Auburn, North Mac.
Yeah.
Okay, I was at the Auburn game. They started slow against Pittsfield. They prepped for a defense that they did not see. They prepped for a 4-2 front. They saw a 5-2 front. And so it took them several series to adjust to that. Pittsfield's also got a kid who just absolutely destroyed the Auburn offensive line.
He's a transfer that came in late. Yeah,
he just, like, for the first quarter, he just crushed everything they were trying to do offensively. They also prepared for an offense that Pittsfield did not run. Pittsfield ran the triple option. And so that is not what they'd run previously, so they were not prepared for that. So as it took Auburn a quarter to sort of make some adjustments and figure out what was going on. And once they did, they took off and they ended up winning that game 48-0, right? And they had a running clock going by mid third quarter. But it's that first quarter where it's just like, you know, Ben Johnson didn't have a second to throw in the first quarter. And if you're trying to figure out what we were talking, whose weapon's going to be, Kobe Bossman's going to be one of his weapons, no doubt. And,
Minch.
Caden will be one of his weapons, no doubt. Those guys were both... I was impressed by both of them on Friday. They took a step this offseason.
Ben Johnson just looks like that natural passer that we had mentioned that he is, but he looked the part out there. He looked very, very comfortable, and a lot of teams are going to be comfortable against Pittsfield.
He looked comfortable once he had time to throw, but early he didn't have time to throw, and if there are problems on that offensive line and they're going to see a lot better defensive fronts than what they saw against Pittsfield, that's the one thing. We talked a lot about that front, and most of the time we apply it to the defensive side of the ball. That offensive front did not win the battle in the trenches against Tri-Valley. So we still need them to prove themselves up front to prove what they're capable of offensively. And I thought that they showed that they were vulnerable potentially in that first quarter against Pittsfield. So that's the part that I need to see before I can pick an Auburn to beat a Williamsville. Because that's the question mark for me. And I'll get into more of that tomorrow, but that's why I've got Auburn at three.
The move from one to three for me for Auburn is simply based on the fact that Moreau and Williamsville impressed me very much.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, I still think that Auburn is going to be a top two team in this conference at the end of the year. But right now, week two, I don't think that they're quite there yet. There's just too many new pieces. They're not quite there. And for Dave Bates, it takes that team a little bit of time to get used to everything. And for me, that just means that they move from one to three. It's not
they seem
anything
like a second
bad.
Half
it's
team.
Just, yeah.
At least last year they were.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
It's a top four.
The top four. We've both got North Mac. And listen, North Mac is going to still be very tough, and they could potentially run the table in the conference. But that's how thin the line is at the top. Athens moves. I had Athens ahead of Plains last week. They stay there because they beat Pleasant Plains. Is that consensus among all of us now that 5-6 goes Athens, Pleasant Plains?
Week one, I had Pleasant Plains in the power rankings ahead of Athens, but then I took Athens to beat Plains.
Well, you're a fan of that, aren't you?
No.
To me, that's a hedge.
I had to evaluate the matchup.
Oh, come on.
It was a week before we made the picks.
In one place, you're saying, here's the power rankings that I'm picking Team A to be better. And my picks, I'm picking Team B to be better. You can say you were right either way.
Don't worry, that's not going to be a theme.
Okay, all right. We just got to make sure that
Athens,
that's the case.
To me, really impressed me. And I was there that whole game, and I honestly think that they can beat any of these top teams. I just don't think that they are technically better right now or overall. But Athens certainly, as a 1A team, is scary, scary good. Just fundamentally sound. They're so comfortable in that offense. Their defense is a nightmare. I'm sure Plains' junior quarterback, Zach Ealy, has nightmares of Hunter Maxwell, and rightfully so. I think a lot of quarterbacks will.
What it looked like to me from the tape and from talking to some coaches, it feels like Pleasant Plains, just the inexperience was just present. Zach Ealy in that first game, like what Justice Ferrier did not show as far as Timonis was concerned. I mean, maybe Zach Ealy was still and Ealy probably was asked to do maybe a little bit more. He's not going to run as much as he's going to throw. So there's more
defense
to assess.
Is much better than Riverton's defense too.
All of that. Oh, yeah. All of that. So that's why we still have to wait to see what Ferrier looks like against those top tier defenses. Cause then he's got to think that fast. But that was the case week one. So Athens 5, Pleasant Plains 6. I moved Pittsfield up to 7 because I really thought that there's some really good players on that team. There's some really tough kids on that team, and they're going to cause some problems for some teams.
I've got Pittsfield up there too.
Okay.
You got Pittsfield at 6?
No, 7. 7.
7. 7. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I still have Riverton at 7.
Okay. And I've got Riverton at 8.
I've got Porta at 8.
Interesting.
Because of a solid first half.
Okay.
Against North Mac.
And I go Pittsfield, Riverton, New Berlin, Porta.
Okay.
Chase? You're bottom four.
Pittsfield, Porta, Riverton, New Berlin. Sorry, I had to think about that.
Were you reading your list or were you making it up as you go?
No. Yeah, I got it.
Derek, what's your bottom four look like?
Riverton, Pittsfield, Porta, New Berlin.
Okay. So we have no consensus.
None. Well, 5 and 6.
There we go. We do have that. Actually, you and I are basically the same.
We're good through six. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. We may have to do this all season.
I think we will.
Unless we start.
And to note, just thinking about Athens, I think they're going to be 5, but they have all the talent, just not much depth. They don't have the numbers that a Moroa, North Mac, and Auburn, or Williamsville has. Now, how will Athens stack up against those teams when they play each other? That's going to be interesting. They could win one of those games, but can they do it in consecutive weeks because they don't have that much depth?
Yeah.
Well, now that they beat Plains, they don't have to win consecutive games against those teams.
No.
If they can get one of them,
you'll take
Athens
against
6-3.
New Berlin, Riverton, Porta, and Pittsfield. That's already 5 wins right there.
And 6-3 looks a lot better going into the 1A playoffs, so
you
don't get a 9-0 on the road.
Yeah.
And so that would be nice if they could get at least one of them, but I can't, the pressure that is off. Here's what they cannot do. You can't drop an upset pick to Porta this weekend in the Blacktop Bragging Rights game. You can't drop an upset game to that Pittsfield team.
And there's enough back on that team that I don't think that they would overlook anybody. There's so many seniors on that team that have played 3 years.
Well, I think they know the opportunity that's in front of them, too, if they go into the 1A postseason, that they can't let one of those games slip away. So you're right. When you've got a three-year starter at quarterback, those are the kind of things that hopefully they don't overlook. And believe me, there's talk out there about their opportunity to play in the 1A postseason. I think that they're trying very hard to take advantage of that opportunity that's in front of them this year. We're talking about a team that's been a 2A quarterfinalist 2 years running.
Yeah.
With a chance to drop down to the 1A postseason this year. It's the channel 1450.com press box. Those are our Sangamo Power Rankings brought to you by Darren Powell at State Farm Insurance. We will take a break, and when we get back, we will have the Darren Powell State Farm Power Rankings for the Central State 8, which we actually have consensus on. So we'll do that when we get back on the channel 1450.com press box.